before God. And we stand in His presence and His holy place. I'd like for you to understand that is the equipping of the generals. Every time we stand, a revival is coming. Greater than the Phoenix revival. Greater than the Azusa Street revival. Greater than all kinds of revivals put together. That's why God is building us, equipping us every time by His Spirit. If you found yourself here tonight, it's not a mistake. You came as a deafening orchestration of this. Very important. The Holy Ghost is in this place to grant us the energy and the enablement. We are drilling ourselves in the Spirit, because that as soon as I'm blessed in the Spirit. Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. I want to show you something from God's word and we are going to pray. That's how we are built. By the ministry of the word and of the Spirit. The ministry of the word and of the Spirit. Listen, friends, it's a sacrifice to become relevant in this generation. There is a price to pay. And now we cannot keep pampering ourselves and just making ourselves look good and expect to shake our generation. It comes with a price. This is the price. The price of investment in the word and investment in the ministry of prayer. Hallelujah. That's how our fathers were equipped. That's how they were built. And if we must make a mark in the sands of time, then it's more than shouting and jumping. There must be a place of travail in the Spirit. There must be sowing in the Spirit. He said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Verse 15. He says, see then that ye walk circumspectly. The word there is accurately. See that you walk in precision and accuracy. That means you can move, you can chart the course of your life in accuracy and precision. No beating about the bush left, right, and center. It says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16. One to read. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Stop. The Bible lets us know that the days that we are living in, the days can be evil. And it tells us a secret. It says, as believers, that we need to learn the principle of redeeming the time. Because the days are evil. I'm going to be sharing on redeeming the time very briefly and then we'll pray. Listen, there are many words that were interpreted time in scripture. But there are two of them that are of note tonight. One is called Chronos. And the other is called Kairos. Hallelujah. Chronos means the passage of time. That's where we get the word chronicles from, Chronos. Right, so it means the passage time, your time that moves every day. And then there's another one called Kairos, and Kairos means the set time, the opportune time, the time of opportunity. Now the difference between Chronos and Kairos is that Kairos happens only once in a while. Hallelujah. And Kairos is such a prophetic time in any man's life. such that when you maximize the Kairos moment, you can be victorious for a lifetime. And if you miss out on your Kairos moment, you may lose out for a very long time. And so here Paul is speaking a mystery to the Ephesian church. In light of the fact that they understand the progression of Kairos and Chronos, he says, redeem the time. The word used there is the word Kairos or Chronos, sorry. The regular time. Redeem. He said, because the days are evil. Look up, please. I always like giving this example. When a student is in secondary school, for instance, JS1, JS2, JS3 is called Chronos. Because whether he fails an assessment, it really doesn't matter. But when he gets to JS3, the time of JSCE, for instance, that's a Kairos moment. Are you following me now? Because whatever he makes out of that exam will determine whether he will move to the next phase of his life. Are you following me now? When he utilizes that Kairos moment, then he keeps going, Chronos. And then he gets to a point where he's about to write SSC. And not that Kairos moment comes. That can determine whether or not he will move to the next phase of his life. Are you following me now? Now, the way God designed his system is such that Satan does not have knowledge of Kairos moments. God designed it in such a way that Satan has not been equipped with the knowledge to know when your prophetic time will come. Hallelujah. That's what makes Satan fearful about your life. And so, the only way he frustrates that opportune time is to make you waste your Chronos. Because he understands that is the investment that you make in your everyday Chronos that will account for the quality of delivery that will come when that prophetic time comes. Are you listening to me? I'm trying to explain to you what Paul is speaking to the church here. He told them, redeem your Chronos. In other words, it may not look like he's counting now, but there is a Kairos time coming, and it will come at a time that you may not even know. But your investment in your Chronos will prepare you for that prophetic time of your life. See, Satan does not know the day and the hour when certain prophetic blueprints about your life will be opened. And so what happens? He attempts to frustrate your Chronos, so that when the Kairos moment comes, you are not equipped to take out of it. And so Paul is speaking to the Ephesian church, and he's telling them, redeem your Chronos. Because when the Kairos moment comes, it's your degree of preparation. The Bible says for 1 year, Esther was utilizing her Chronos because there was a Kairos moment coming. You follow me now? That Kairos moment was one night. She would have the opportunity to make a mark of a lifetime. And the Bible says every day for 1 year, she kept preparing, anointing herself with all kinds of aloes and anointing oils. And the Bible said when that Kairos moment came, she passed the king just once, and the king chose her. And it was through her God brought liberty and emancipation to Israel. There are so many believers today that miss out on their prophetic timing because they are challenged over their Chronos. Hallelujah. I want to explain to you why we spend time praying and we spend time drilling ourselves in the Word. Because for every one of us, it's like a shooting star. It doesn't happen all the time. But one day, it will just happen. And Satan does not have knowledge of it. And so, it frustrates him. Because every time he sees you investing in your Chronos, he knows that you understand the principle. Are you seeing that? So Satan makes us lazy towards prayer, lazy towards investing in the Word. And then when your Kairos moment comes, because you have not been sensitive to pick the signals of the Spirit, you are not able to adjust to the shift that comes into your life. Great men have been made today because they were equipped to understand. The Bible says the children of Issachar, they had an understanding of their Kairos moments, and they knew what to do. Hallelujah. And so, when we take time to pray and invest in the Spirit, we are making quality investments preparing for our Kairos. David was preparing for his Kairos with Goliath, and every day he kept building the wilderness. He wasn't loitering around making noise. His brothers were there feeling like big boys, but he was there preparing for the kairos moment. The opportune time, you will not even know. The Bible says Saul was busy being diligent to his father. Little did he know that that diligence was a preparation for the anointing. Chronos. Because when the kairos moment comes, we cannot take advantage of it. That's why for many of you, when your friends are going and you want to go, God will draw you back and say, sit down. You say, God, but it's not fair. God says, I love you too much to allow your chronos, your kairos time wait. There are many of you that you wanted to go home, God says, stay back. And you're like, God, leave me now. And God said, it's an investment. Because the kairos time is coming. And hear me, it will not announce itself to you. It's your degree of preparation. He just carried food to go and give his brothers. And he had a giant roaring. But he had invested in his chronos. And when he looked, he was not afraid because he had done his assignment. He killed a bear in his chronos. He killed a lion in his chronos. And when he looked at Goliath, he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? The audacity that comes when you invest in your chronos. There are many of you, God is building you. And the day God will announce you is one day. As you're moving, a madman will just meander your way. On that day, the investment on your chronos will speak. You may not look like it now, but hear me, there is a training, there is a duty. And Paul tells the Ephesian church, he says, redeem the time, don't waste your time, salvage it, invest in it. When others are wasting their time, realize you are not going to the same place. There is destiny inside of you. And for that reason, constrain yourself. Yes, I know it's painful, but it's the sacrifice that makes you a champion. Every minister of God you see sitting here, and for the ministers around, any noticeable grace of God you see upon their life came as a result of quality investment in the time of their corners. And God orchestrated events to announce them one day. All these ministry things that people want to announce themselves, that's nonsense. I keep saying it. The greatest publicity of a believer is to remain in your secret place. Building yourself for that kairos moment. Hallelujah. When you spend time in prayer, you spend time building yourself in the Word, you will equip yourself to a point that you'll be so full of the Holy Ghost. The Bible talks about Stephen. He was one of the seven deacons that were chosen to address the issue of food. But he was building himself. And a time came from serving food. He became such a miracle worker. The first martyr. I will not deceive you, friends. If you want to make a mark in the sands of time, then let when pain is a burden to you, then you are not ready to emerge a champion. Away with all these soft, nice things, just make you feel cool under an AC. Wonderful. But let me tell you, not for generals. When you are ready to emerge, everybody knows that the birth of anything valuable is painful. Anything that will be of value. That's why when we come, we take quality time investing in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Let me show you something in the book of Galatians. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Galatians 8:7.
And to read, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. Stop. Does that scripture make you fear? That God is saying, don't let anybody deceive you. Don't ever expect to reap anything you have not sown. We are not talking about money. Are you listening to me? Men, woman, we want grace. Did you speak? Stop. Time of sowing into your life. Bible says, why? Cannot be mocked. Whatsoever, in other words, if Aaron becomes a champion today, we cannot say it's by mistake. We know what happened. Any success that does not have a process is a mirage. Any success that does not have a process. And people ask you, how do I know what I do? It's the harvest of Jesus. Whatsoever who? Did he say a believer? Whatsoever a man sows, that will he reap. Let's read the next verse. It says, for, in other words, in continuation to that previous verse, for he that soweth to his flesh will of the flesh reap what? Let me show you how to sow to the flesh. Look up. When you spend 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 p.m. watching Nigerian film, you may not like me this night, though, but I love you too much. I will force destiny and greatness out of you. When you spend time just loitering around left, right, and center and not staying in God's word, when you spend time just doing anything, you know what you are doing? You are sowing to the flesh. Hear me? You will of the flesh reap corruptible things. But the Bible says, he that soweth, how does it say it? It said, but he that soweth to the Spirit. How do you sow in the Spirit? In the place of prayer. You are making spiritual investments. Because they are not investments that are tangible. They are not investments in the bank where you can go and say, give me back my money. They are spiritual investments. And they are the most powerful kinds of investments. So as you spend time in the secret, saying, Lord, how amiable are your laws? They are my meditation all day long. The Bible says the secret of the Lord belongs to them that fear him. Not to believers, to them that fear him. There is a kind of reverence you give God that will cause you to commit certain secrets. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he that sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap life eternal. It's not talking about the eternal life you received when you were born again. We'll receive all the spiritual blessings that come as a byproduct of quality investments. Hallelujah. We need to start paying attention to our spiritual investments. I've said it and I'll say it again. You can ask my brothers, they're very witness. When you come to our house, the only thing you'll find is worship songs and sermons. Now, I don't have any problem against movie. I don't have any problem against anything. No. What I'm saying is the price we have chosen to pay for the kind of destiny we expect. Don't see me blessed tomorrow and say God loves some people. It's not true. I'm showing you the secret of a life of undeniable impact. Irrespective of your age, irrespective of your gender, if you sow to the Spirit, your profiting will appear unto all. He told his son Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, I think verse 15. He says, meditate on these things. Give yourself only to them. Your profiting will appear unto all. The trouble is, many of us like feeling comfortable. We like feeling comfortable. Don't disturb me. Don't bug me to pray. Don't bug me to study the word, please. I'm not like that. Me, I just study the word for 5 minutes, pray in tongues for 5 minutes. Let's see the kind of harvest that comes. The Bible says, he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. Don't just take it to money alone. He that soweth in prayer sparingly shall reap results sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Hallelujah. And I want us to get results. The message tonight is that we must spend time sowing in the Spirit. People will laugh at you. They'll call you, what do they call you, ladies? Mother Mary, S you. Let me tell you something. Those who are laughing at you today will laugh with you tomorrow. Hallelujah. if you are ashamed of it. How many of you have seen a pregnant woman ashamed? When a lady is pregnant, sometimes it's going to shape her face. But who cares? Didn't you see her before she got pregnant? But it's because she's carrying something. And so sometimes she may have to bend in certain postures that are uncomfortable. But she knows that it's a price. And you can stand and be gisting about it. But she's carrying something. The day she gives birth, you come and greet her. And the issue is you will not come empty-handed. The same you who was laughing. And when she gives birth to twins or triplets. Are you getting my message tonight? There are many of us, when we say pray, you're just trying to check if you're reborn and shifted. Let me tell you, if that's how your understanding of the investment for destiny is, then you are still playing. Hallelujah. Or you are checking your clothes and say, this material. We must wake up and get serious in our lives. It says, he that soweth to the flesh will of the flesh be corrupted. We're going to take some time and pray in the spirit. Hallelujah. Tonight is a prayer meeting. We are sowing to the spirit. You may say, what are we saying? We are making spiritual investments. The Holy Ghost is going to be praying certain things. Please, everybody stand. And tonight you are not praying in your heart. Your ears must hear what your mouth is saying. We are going to pray. Hallelujah. Go ahead. If your church is not forcing you, walk around. Because we are not going to stop in the next 10 minutes. So you better get set. Go ahead and let's pray. Come on. Pray in the spirit. Walk around. Walk around. Spiritual investments. Make sure you are praying. Friends, it's an investment. It will speak for you. Make sure you are praying. You came here to pray tonight. It's for your destiny. It's for your destiny. Don't spare. Make sure you are praying. Don't be carried away by the instrumentalist. Don't be carried away by the camera. You are in serious business tonight. In a serious business tonight. You are making yourself relevant. I assure you. Ideas will come as you pray. Impartations will come as you pray. Freedom, emancipation, victories in the spirit. Thank you. to me. Hallelujah. Now, hear me. I'm going to be showing you relevant scriptures. Are you listening to me? Concerning every major areas of our lives. Hallelujah. And then, when we pray these scriptures, we'll pray in the spirit. We need to have victory in our lives. Enough of just receive. No. We are going to do it in the world. This is the kind of training that lasts. Hallelujah. Look at me. I want to start with the guys. Concerning your life, your well-being, your marriage, your wife. Should I show you one scripture? Never forget it. Psalms 128. All the gentlemen turn to that scripture. We are going to pray. We are in a prayer meeting tonight. If you are tired, you can go. But we are in a serious prayer meeting tonight. Psalms 128. Shikapriya tabalada hos. Instrumentalists, don't stop. Your ministry tonight is very, very important. Psalm 128. Are you there? Now, all the gentlemen, let's read it. One, two, read. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Verse 3. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by thy side of thy house. Thy children like olive plants round about the table. Start from verse 4. Verse 4. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed who feareth the Lord. Look at me. When you find a scripture like this and draw the life out of it, for every man here, you can see from this scripture that it says you will reap the labor of your hands. It says your wife shall be, that means you will get married. Hello? That solves that problem of beating around the bush. It says walk circumspectly, accurately, by the word of God. It says your children, that means you will not know barrenness. No, it's the truth. That's what the word of God says. It says when you see this thing, that's the portrait of a man who God has blessed. Ladies, are you ready? Go to Isaiah 34 and let me show you something. Many of you who think you get married because you are fine, you better change your mind and get a relevant scripture for your destiny. Isaiah. Isaiah 34. Are you there, ladies? Verse 16. Let's read. One to go. Seek out of the book of the Lord and read. None of these shall fail. None shall lack her mate. For my mouth has spoken it. My spirit has gathered it. Are you seeing there? So, for every lady, the Bible says, when you seek out of the book and read, part of the promise there is that none shall want her mate. That permanently solves the issue of marital insecurity. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray now? So all of us, I don't know why we are starting with that dimension. We are going to pray in the spirit. Guys, ladies, we are praying in light of this scripture. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Come on, pray. Tell yourself, I have a blessed home. I have a blessed life. So I'm sowing today. No fight between husband and wife. No quarreling. But he has to sow. We are sowing the seed today. Don't let the devil make you feel it doesn't matter. It matters to everyone here. Come on, pray. As some of you are praying, you terminate every cross that is upon you from your family. It doesn't matter where it's coming from. When you stand in light of the world, Satan is helpless. Ma
Rabbatia. Jesus died to bring the reality of redemption, and because of his death, his burial and resurrection, by the shed blood of his son, we are victorious, and the word of God is alive, active in our spirit. My home is blessed. My life is blessed. Hallelujah. 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 Listen. For many of us who have found ourselves searching and saying, Lord, I need divine direction in my life. Isaiah chapter 30. Take note of these scriptures. They are powerful scriptures coming from the Spirit. We are sowing in the Spirit. I give you a guarantee. We will of the Spirit reap soteria, health, life, blessings, increase. Isaiah 30. Verse 21. We are reading it together, all of us. Verse 21. Want to read? And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Stop. God gives you an assurance. He says your ears will hear. Your ears shall hear a voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Turn right, turn left. The Bible says, walk accurately, circumspectly. His main provision, no more confusion in your life. Lift up your voice and pray. I hear the voice in my dreams, in visions, in my spirit. I hear the voice. Come on, pray. Concerning your job, concerning your employment, concerning your relationship, concerning your business, concerning your family, concerning your academic, concerning your ministry, you will hear that voice. My sheep hear my voice. I built it within their spirit, the capacity to hear my voice. Come on, pray. Travel in the spirit. I hear a voice in my business. I hear a voice in my ministry. I hear a voice bringing ideas. I hear a voice bringing inspiration. I hear a voice bringing direction. The voice of the Spirit. The voice of the Spirit. My spirit is able to recognize His voice. Make sure you are praying. You will rest after the prayer, but not during the prayer. Hallelujah. 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 The scripture concerning your health. Huh? Romans. Romans chapter 8. We're sowing in the spirit. The days that are coming will require us to live in divine health. There's a lot to do for the kingdom. Are you there? Romans 8. There is an activity of the Holy Ghost that happens in your mortal body, and it has the capacity to keep you in health. Listen, every word you hear tonight will be tried one day, and you will be alone to defend it. When you are a student, when you are about to graduate, there's something called defense. When you prove to them
that you know what you were doing in your project. In life, there is defense to move to the next level. Satan came one day to tempt Jesus, and Jesus said, "It is written. It is written. It is written." Concerning your health, hear me. Especially for those of us who sense the call of God upon our lives to be in active ministry, you need this revelation. Otherwise, you collapse one day on stage. When you stand and minister for hours and you don't have the time to rest, if this is not a revelation, you minister in the rain, in the cold, in the heat, you travel to places, you are exposed to all kinds of pests. You've got to have this scripture. The Bible says Peter, at a time a viper just beat his hand, and Paul, he said he just shook it and dimensions. He understood that there was an activity of the Holy Ghost in his body. Listen, I hope that these realities are agreeing with your spirit. Because if you are still arguing and say, this thing self, listen, don't be discouraged. Even if you are running to the hospital every day, no one condemns you. You are a student on training. One day you will conquer. So don't feel discouraged. No, there's no reason to be discouraged. That's why we are here. Jesus said, "Come and I will make you." Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. Verse 11. Are you ready? Want to read? "But if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also give life." Give life. Give energy. Hear me. Listen. Let me explain that scripture before we pray. Here was the dead body of Jesus. I need you to understand that it was the Holy Ghost who made Jesus a seed. He actually turned the word into a seed. He is that powerful. He turned the second person of the Trinity, made him a seed, and put him in the womb of a woman. Now here was Jesus lying dead. And on the third day, the Bible says that same spirit came and entered into that body and caused him to come alive. Hear me. I hope you know that Jesus resurrected without blood, because his blood had been drained. What magnificent ability of the spirit. Because when he resurrected, there were still holes all over his body, but he was still alive. Now the Bible says, "If that same spirit dwells," not in your spirit, in your body. Listen, listen. I hope that as you are jumping, you are catching this in your spirit. That same spirit will revitalize. There is a quickening. There is an ability in your spirit. If it's cancer, it can die. If it's your genotype, it can change it. Believe it. Believe it. If it were not possible, God will not write it in the word. Lift up your voice and pray in the spirit. "For my health, I make a spiritual investment." Come on, bring the spirit. Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Listen.
Now, we're going to pray over our minds. There are many people that have been lied to by the devil that your capacity to think and be intelligent is faulty. Tonight, we're calling Satan a liar. Are you hearing me? But it's not just to say, Satan, you're a liar. Jesus said, no, it will not bring you the result. Job chapter 32, verse 8. Job 32, verse 8. Job 32, verse 8. If you're there, let's read it. Want to read? It says there is a spirit in man. And so men don't just understand. It's the inspiration of the Almighty that maketh men of understanding. Hallelujah. You're going to pray and say, from tonight, I enter a realm of intellectual intelligence. Capacity to understand. Are you following me now? Go ahead and begin to pray in the spirit.
Your mind can bring ideas, supernatural ideas from the Holy Ghost. Supernatural ideas. Come on, pray. Pray over your mind. My mind is blessed. I reason in the capacity of the Spirit. Supernatural ability to birth ideas. Ideas that will change my family. Ideas that will change my life. Business ideas. Ministry ideas. Technological ideas. It's within your reach. The inspiration of the Almighty. There are some of you who are receiving ideas by the Spirit. Enlarge capacity by the Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Look at me. A lot of people are running helter skelter. Recession, recession. Recession, my finances. No, sir. A believer does not behave like that. Turn with me to the book of Job. Let me show you an interesting scripture. Job chapter 5. Let the fear of recession, even if they bomb the whole world, your audacity is in the integrity of the word of God. Let me tell you, businesses are failing, stocks are crashing, things are happening all over. But for the believer, there is provision that gives us security. People are dying of high blood pressure every day because they do not build their life. They build their life around money, not around the word of God. Are you ready? Respect these scriptures that the Lord is showing you. Job chapter 5, verse 19. Listen. Job chapter 5, verse 19. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in 7, there shall no evil touch you. Number 1, in famine, he shall redeem thee from death. In war, from the power of the sword. So why are you afraid of tomorrow's election? Listen, you must learn to build your life on the integrity of God's word. One time, I think in 2007 or so, I was coming back from Port Harcourt, and we were in a luxurious bus. And while I was coming back, there were robbers. I don't know where, but they were, and I was sitting C2 in the luxurious bus. So if they were going to shoot, it's me they'll meet first, because the drivers, you know how luxurious buses are. And they put this barricade, this metallic thing, that when your tire matches, so that you have to stop. And everybody was shouting the name of whatever he believes in the car. And I was asleep. But then when I woke up,
There was absolute peace. A scripture just came in my spirit. He shall keep them in perfect peace, whose minds are still. Hallelujah. And guess what happened? True life story. Did I share this story with you? I think he knows the story. And if Jumper were around, he would bear me witness. Our car matched those metallic things. Those robbers could not shoot. They couldn't do anything. That's how they were watching till we passed. See, you are a supernatural being. Realize it. The problem is, we are always watching Paloma. And so, our minds are bent like carnally minded. We must be alive to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Number two, verse 21. Thou shalt be hidden from the scourge of the tongue. So how many of you, they spoke against me from the village? Can you see there? The Bible says, I will deliver you from this thing. No devil can speak against me. From where? See, but hear me. Sorry, just 1 minute. Until those scriptures become a reality, what they are saying will follow you. That's why there are a lot of believers who have not taken out time to eat the word. And they are just saying, I'm saved. But it's obvious that your life is showing that those things are still following you. Are you hearing me? So before you say I'm free, make sure the word is in your spirit. A lot of people say, me, God forbid, I will do this. People die now. But you see yourself, stay with the word. When you are full of the word, then it gives you the audacity to declare, exousia, you can speak as touching the authority of Christ. But until you've stayed in the, if you've not stayed in the secret place, don't be shouting up and down. He said, I will deliver you, verse 21, from the scourge of the tongue. So all of those things we will talk about, my father's side, my mother's side. And you know, hear me friends, let's be spiritually alive. Because we live in a generation where people don't want to pay the price and find out what the word of God has said. We like running to every prophet here and there. And he says, this and that. Let me go to my prayer room. You see a man doing divination and you're still comfortably crossing your legs there. And he comes out and gives you one word of God. Hey, it's true, Baba. It's true. Everything happened that way. And you know, you do all this nonsense. And they tell you, go and bring 100,000. Buy this. Buy that. Buy this. And believers foolishly go and do those things. Then when it backfires, they come to the ministers and they don't tell all the stories. They just say the one that makes them innocent. There is a more sure word of prophecy, greater than any prophet's word, the word of God. Are you getting blessed? Stop loitering around left, right, and what will happen to my life? Will I die or will I not die? The Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Say, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you a future and an expected end. Let's hurry up. The Bible says, thou shalt be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. He said, at destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. That's the word of God. And right now there's destruction and famine. That means you ought to be laughing. See, the word of God intoxicates. It gives you an audacity. When men don't understand, they think you are arrogant. You are not arrogant. You are just covered. Hallelujah. Do you believe the word of God? You believe the things we are doing here? Let me tell you, when you build your life around the word of God and you sow the seed of prayer, you sow the seed of the word, you will imagine, you will be fearful. People just look at you, an ordinary man just moving around, but you are not as ordinary as they look. They see supernatural things happening to your life. And men say, how come this is happening? There's no magic about it. He that soweth to the flesh will of the flesh. and blessed him. So he said, in response to your giving. Sorry. Sorry about that. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 12. It said, lest thou, when thou hast eaten and art full of houses, and built goodly houses and dwell therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold are multiplied, and all that thou hast said, then thy heart shall be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord who brought you out from the land of Egypt, who led you that, and then verse 17. And thou shalt say in thy heart. So that's the first thing to avoid. A lot of people get blessed and they say in their heart, my intellect, my power, my ability to do business. Really? He said, and thou shalt say in thy heart that my power and my might has brought me this good. When you have avoided that arrogance by recognizing that, Lord, without you, I am nothing. He said, then thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that gives you the anointing, the ability, the capacity to produce wealth. The ability to produce wealth is not money falling from heaven. If you wake up and see money supernaturally appear in your wallet, it's just a sign. It will not continue like that every day. That ability, concepts, ideas, insights. Many of us want money. No, money will not come. Money is a response. When you obey certain principles that God has put. Hallelujah. So thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. So you don't get the power from Babala or anybody. The Lord gives you the power to get wealth. Isaiah, quickly. Isaiah chapter 45. Isaiah 45, verse 2 and 3. I call them my golden scriptures for finances. Unbeatable, irrefutable principles. Golden scriptures, three legs of a chair. You can sit down for 100 years on this scripture and your finances will not shake one bit. I give you a guarantee. Verse 2. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. So it's not your responsibility to make it. Many people have been trying to straighten their path and they are dying by them. God said, I will do it. He says, I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Three, let's read together. One, two, three. And I will give you. Stop. Did he say you will get? I will give you. It's a gift. We don't realize. He said, I will give you. I will give you the treasures of darkness. Read on. And the hidden riches of secret places. There are hidden riches. It takes the Spirit of God to show you. You will look like this and not see anything. Lot looked at the land and he saw a land near Sodom. And when he carried it, there was no more land. God told Abraham, now look. And Abraham saw land. Where was it before that his brother didn't see? I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secrets. I will show you what button to press. I will direct you and show you things that will make you a fearful man. All these struggle believers do is because we do not know how to sit with the word of God and understand his principles. The last scripture, Isaiah 48. These scriptures are so dear to my life. Isaiah 48. I have to hurry up. Isaiah 48, verse 17. Are you there? Verse 17. Read on, everybody. One, two, read. testing. How many of you have done tutorials? Have you gone to tutorials? You know how they teach you. God says, I am the one who can teach you. Those of you in business, don't kill yourself. I am the Lord that teaches thee to profit. If you are not taught, you will never know. You will struggle for nothing and die crying. I am the Lord that teaches thee. I understand the art of making profit. I will teach you. That's what the Lord says. Three powerful scriptures. There are many others, but sufficient are these three. Now go ahead and pray and say, Lord, you have said you will give me the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. Many of you will receive them as ideas, supernatural ideas. You must believe it. And if you do, go ahead and begin to pray. Pray in the spirit. Say, Lord, I was born in a family that has been challenged financially. Now is the time. There must be evidence that I have been with you. It must show in my finances and that of my family. There must be evidence that I have participated with you in communion. Hallelujah. Go ahead and pray. Lord, let there be a supernatural release of ideas, concepts, insights. Teach your people how to profit. Direct them by the Spirit of the Lord. Only you are able to do this. We can try. We can try and try. Hallelujah. See. Are you seeing why it's important to build your life around the Word? Because you can fail as a person, but the Word of God that backs you cannot fail. Sow to the Spirit. Let me tell you, these principles of God have no respect for gender, no respect for age. I tell you the truth. At any level, when you believe them and begin to live by them, your profiting will appear unto all. It may take a while in the time of building, but it won't be too long. Your diligence will speak. It's the truth. It's the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting. To me supernatural grace so that I will make this a habit to invest in the Spirit. Listen. Get your phones. Fill them with scriptures. Fill them with messages. By the grace of God, some of these messages are free. That's why we make them free. The aim is not profit. The aim is for life to change. Get these things. You can take a day, just buy fruits, make fruit salad that you take so that it doesn't just fill your stomach and make you sleep and be snoring, but just enough so hunger doesn't keep ringing on your head. And sit with the Word and say, Lord, I am ready to take responsibility. A lot of believers are still blaming the government, blaming everybody. They are chopping our money, blaming everybody. Our parents are doing this, they are doing this and that. When you are ready to change, your life will change. Many people are waiting for God. God is waiting for us. The anointing is for your reach. The blessings of the Lord is for your reach. But you must take responsibility. The issue is not just a job. You need the Word. That's what will give you victory. My son, pay attention to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. Says they are life to those who find them, health to their flesh. Hallelujah. Go ahead and pray. Grace, Lord. Grace. Grace upon me to pray until something changes about my life. Grace to study the word. The destiny of a generation is upon my shoulders. Grace to sow. To sow in the spirit. To travail.